I'd like to thank you all for coming to our November 15th, 2022 special meeting for Medina Township Trustees. The time is 4:47 p.m. and I have a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
All right, so today we're here for the basically for the purpose of paying some bills and in the process we need to identify which ones we're lacking and how to go about doing that. These are for the PD, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, can you tell me what we have, and let's talk about that a little bit.
The first bill is for electricity. It's from Ohio Edison.
Okay.
And we have to approve payment for it. We have to actually move from unencumbered balance to encumbered balance to make sure we cover the bill, cover the invoice.
Okay, so what we got to do is just, it's already, the money's in our unencumbered funds.
Correct.
In that line item.
Correct.
And we need to move that to
encumbered
funds. So we aren't reallocating funds on that particular item. If we had to reallocate it, that would be actually moving it from some other line.
Correct.
So so in the past, we haven't really even had to make a motion to move funds from unencumbered to encumbered. But today, with the lack of people here, I would like to do that to memorialize what we're trying to do. Are you familiar with, I mean, we're just trying to get these bills paid.
Yeah, I understand. It seems like, and I remember the discussion at the last meeting, that it seems like that would usually happen with a purchase order.
So when we go to do the purchase order, if there's not funds in the unencumbered funds, would the purchase order draw that from the unencumbered funds, or do you need to move it?
Need to move it.
I was told early on by the fiscal officer that we had to move the money from unencumbered to encumbered, then we could write a PO against it.
I see.
But
I can't give you.
I understand. I understand.
I'm not familiar with the methodology, and I, since we talked earlier today, you and I talked, I did not have a chance to contact any other fiscal officers on this. But in the absence of, really being able to answer that, I to make a motion.
Okay.
You haven't really done before, right?
Correct.
So, then the only course left for you is to simply make a motion to do it and to clarify any uncertainty.
Okay. So, what is our line item there?
The one for the
for the
electricity.
Yeah.
The electricity is. Electricity is 2081-210-351-0000.
What is that number?
Pardon?
The number you just gave, what is that number?
That is for the electricity under police department.
And the number you just read off?
That's the line item that covers that account.
Okay.
Correct.
The electricity.
That's the account number.
That's the account number.
Gotcha.
So in that account number, we currently have the funds available and unencumbered. It's not enough. We just need to move them from unencumbered to encumbered. And then we need to have a PO approve a requisition for that amount of money.
So, now, my understanding is, in talking to other people, that if we move it over as a blanket certificate from unencumbered to encumbered, then at the end of the year, anything left, we can sweep it over into the next year. Whereas if it was a, apparently if it was a purchase order, we wouldn't be able to sweep it over. So that's my understanding. Do you have any knowledge of the blanket certificates?
It's kind of a, I always thought that was kind of a form of purchase order. It's just a blanket purchase order. So it's kind of a semantics a little bit, but yeah, I got you. Is that what you intend to do, or just?
That's the conversation on the table, I guess.
That's my understanding of the blanket certificate. It allows us to sweep it over, and yet at the end of the year, funds that are left there, we can then take those and carry them into the next year. And apparently, for some reason, a blanket PO, it sounds like you can't. Don't ask me why.
Well, yeah, I think all those things can be adjusted at the end of the year. I mean, if you've got an outstanding blanket certificate, you can, you know, you're not permanently bound to that. You can just, you know, eventually cancel
it. It's a more wide open.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, those can all be adjusted eventually. It's not like you're, so particularly on utilities, a blanket certificate would be kind of make sense for utilities because you're going to be paying those throughout the year and they're somewhat predictable. But at any rate,
what is the dollar amount we're looking to move over?
Well, there's only $1,000 left in unencumbered, so why not sweep it all out? This is $800
is what I remembered us. Chief and I talking about. I don't know if it matters or not for right now.
We're just trying to make it to the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Then there's only 1,000 left, so why leave 200 in there?
So it would be moving $1,000 from the unencumbered funds in said line item.
Right. To the encumbered.
And that's what I thought the whole motion would be, was to move $1,000 from the unencumbered to the encumbered.
Exactly. That's what I thought too.
But and I think we don't really need to use any other verbiage in there. Is that's what I'm trying to clarify before I do it.
What verbiage?
Like blanket certificate or PO. This particular item is strictly moving the money from unencumbered to encumbered.
Right.
So for the purpose of documentation, I'd like to make a motion that we move $1,000 from line item 2081-210-351-0000. Electric from unencumbered funds to encumbered funds.
As a blanket certificate?
I don't think it matters. I think.
Well, the paperwork I gave you is a resolution.
But that's for reallocating funds.
Okay.
That would be gone from a different line item to a different line item.
Okay.
That's actually
a second, so we stop
second.
The motion.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we can have a discussion about that. Because we can always change the motion. So do you want to say that it's from a blanket certificate or a blanket PO that we're moving it over?
And again, I'm just going from what I've done in the past, and it didn't say either. That was just removing funds from unencumbered to encumbered.
Right.
And then once it's encumbered, we can.
Now, the purpose of this is to pay electric bills through the end of the year, right?
Correct.
Right.
You might, yeah. I wouldn't worry about the blanket versus a PO.
You're just
it's just not much difference in this case between the two. So I think they're just different forms of purchase order.
Okay. So there's a motion on to move those funds from unencumbered to encumbered. There's a second. Can I have a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. So the electric is done. What
the
else
second,
we have?
The second one is phone, and that has to do with this $76, I believe it is, $76.94 that was left on unpaid in the from the and we have there we have $1,700 unencumbered. We have zero in the encumbered. Or we can pay it. The other option is to pay it directly out of the general fund and not worry about moving money.
But we are going to have November and December's bills to pay, correct?
Right.
Okay. I think from talking to other, I had talked to other fiscal officers that we could pay that out of another line item altogether. Out of the general fund.
We can't.
Under telephone.
Right. If
not move the money.
There's money there to move, but if it expedites it.
In my preference, we'd move the 800. I think it was $800 we wanted to move, Chief. Was that?
The 1,000.
Or 1,000 for the phone?
Yeah,
1,000. 1,000 for the phone.
What is our line item for phone?
Line item for the phone under the police is 2081-210-341-0000.
That's telephone. And at this point, we're simply still just moving funds, and then we'll pay the bill.
We can pay the bill next time. We got to get the funds moved over there.
We want to move $1,000, right, from unencumbered to encumbered.
Well, he's $1,000. Year-to-date expenses are $4,500, so we're spending $450 a month, roughly, and $460 a month. And so if we moved $1,000 over, that would give us, that should cover us for the balance of the year.
Okay. And do we have an outstanding bill currently? Was there that $368 or $400 for October that we had to pay plus two more, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and we're out currently, right? We have zero money in the encumbered funds
in
for that.
In the encumbered, so zero.
So
it's in unencumbered, just like the last for electricity.
Right, we're at zero on the encumbered, and we have $1,700 in unencumbered.
So I would think that we'd want to go ahead and get 3 months' payments in there. So we're good for the rest of the year?
Right. So we just transfer
so
1,400 or 14, 15.
Yeah, if we did 450, 9, 13, 50 covers 3 months, or 1,500 calls it. Simple matter. Okay. So we're going, I'm just writing this up then. We'll move 1,500. From unencumbered to encumbered. So, and that will be, we'll do that again on a motion only for the formality of it, because,
right.
So I'd like to make a motion to move $1,500 from the unencumbered funds column to the encumbered funds column for line item 2081-210-341-0000, otherwise telephone for the police department.
Second.
In the amount of $1,500. Any other conversation? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So at this point, the funds have been put from unencumbered to encumbered in these two columns, one for electric, one for telephone. Do we have POs for both of those columns that we need to do tonight, or do that be done on another night?
I would wait till, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're due. I think, you know, they're not due like you got penalties. They're
right.
Both, we no. both have time okay. that way.
Right.
And that's kind of, I'm asking the question too, Chrissy. We're good on that, right? It was like, I think those bills, those invoices were dated earlier this month. So you got 30 days.
That one there. As far as the electric bill.
So the invoice was 11-2, 12-2.
I'm assuming the electric's going to be for the next.
And that.
That's the next two.
Okay. So I think we've got the money moved, which was accomplished, which is our goal for tonight. And there's really nothing else on the agenda.
Did we have a roll call on that? Okay.
So with that in mind, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Yep.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I call the meeting adjournment at 5:04 p.m.